This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a good day program. Time now for you to know what's going on in the world. Time for you to understand what the truth is, trying to get the facts. Yep. And then you want clarification? We got it right here on Good Day. Here's a five-year-old. Well, actually, this is the story of the life and times of a youngster. The story starts when this youngster is 5 years old, five-year-old girl. And her name is Juliet Lamour. So she 5 years when she's 5 years old, she emptied her piggy bank for an earthquake relief program, and I don't know how much there was in it. I don't know, like $48 or something. Now she has her reward. She waited 13 years. Well, she wasn't waiting. She's having to buy some lottery tickets.
Yeah, she turned 18, and what better way to celebrate than to
buy some lottery tickets.
Lottery ticket.
Right, exactly. And what does she have to show for her efforts? 48 million cool ones. This is the first time she bought a ticket. And so now, at the age of 18, as Jay said, she has become a multi-millionaire. And you got to think about the karma there, right? All the good that's done. Somebody's watching down on you. She had no idea
what to do. She was asking her dad and her grandpa, like, how do I do this? What am I supposed to do? And
you mean with, like, sharing the piggy bank stuff?
No, with
the money.
With playing the lottery. She's like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, just go inside and get a quick pick. Like, don't put too much thought into it. Just grab a quick pick.
Right. That's what I do. Do you do a quick pick, or do you have a number that you use all the time?
I mainly do quick picks, but every now and then I will have numbers that I just feel are ones I should play.
Yeah.
Those feelings have not come to fruition.
Well, that's all right. Keep working it.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Don't give up. So fortunately for Juliet Lamour, her father is a financial advisor. So probably the 48 million is not going to burn a hole in her pocket.
Yeah, at 18, just now. Wow.
Good for her. She'll be the most popular. She'll get a lot of dates probably, right? In Sault Ste. Marie, everybody's going to want to meet and greet her under the circumstances. If you could go back in time, Jay, and speak to your younger self, speaking about that young lady, 5 years of age, 18, she gets the ticket. What do you think that she thinks, and what would you think? What do you tell yourself as you're growing up? I think about this from time to time. I think back to when I was a youngster on the farm and what I did with the animals, and, you know, sometimes I got very sad when a calf would die.
Yeah.
And if I knew then what I know now, it would be different. And maybe that's the ticket here. If you go back in time and speak to yourself, do you speak to your younger self as your younger self, or do you speak to your younger self as an adult?
Well, and would it change anything? Because the path you're on could shift, and then things that what you were doing as a younger child or even a teen or anything sends you on the trajectory into the path you are today. Would that change if you gave yourself advice knowing now what you didn't know then?
Time traveling. Right? It's a sense of turning back the clock. If you could turn back the clock, what would you do? One of the things that I would do here, and it's no secret, I've grown up in this town. I lived here all my life. I've been very involved in lots of things in the community over the years, from teaching to working in the library to doing a lot of volunteer stuff for local boards, and I like serving in governmental circumstances. One of the things when I was on a local radio station, I was talking about this on the TV program that I do here last night, going back thinking about the marathon and how the marathon was covered here. We used to have a big local newspaper, And I was thinking about that and local radio as well, and how that has faltered at the hands of guys like me. Because, you know, we've got 400 and some odd stations. So normally, if it wasn't for me and or the syndicated radio business, would there be jobs? This is partially me looking back in time. If it wasn't for me and others doing what I do, would the people that had jobs in these newspapers or radio stations have jobs today? Or would there be, you know, I'm not trying to find guilt, but I just wonder about this sometimes, especially more, you know, radio is my business, so I think about it, but I think about newspapers and what's going on. The fact that local newspapers have basically disappeared. We here locally have a blog. We have a thing called a source that presents most of the local news. But there still is a lot of, in the last 17, 18 years, just whole boatloads of newspapers and local news sources have gone out of business.
Well, and local is still so important, too. Why can't they both exist in a sense of why can't there, in terms of radio, if there is a nationally syndicated radio show, have somebody on standby for local and then they get to jump in, not on the national scale, but every local station would hear this and they give the quick local news. Same with newspapers or national magazines. You see in different publications where there's a little pamphlet or something that's inserted. It can be easily removed and it can be inserted into a magazine or something or a newspaper. And you have the local side of things because there are so many local news stories that are just as important.
Well, and the local television stations have really lost their way because all they do is repeat the same stuff as the nationals, sometimes with a local twist on it. But it's not, there's not really local news unless there's a fire that burns a house down and kills 12 people or there's some big wreck or an auto chase or something. But the local fiber of what's going on in the community, you don't often know unless you really dig and go to the community's website, for example, and that sort of thing. So I'm thinking about, you tease me because I'm usually, during some of the breaks, reading a newspaper. Like the real, I'm reading a newspaper.
That sound is what we hear.
That's the newspaper. Right. So where are they? The classic feel of holding the physical newspaper is something that is lacking. Now, the newspapers that I'm reading, I don't get the Globe and the Herald and the local newspaper. I look at it online. But I get various farm and trade papers that I use for my farm program, the American Family Farmer, and in some of the other things that are farmer-related. So that sort of keeps me connected with that community, with the agricultural community. But I have to really nose around it. Because I'm involved here locally, I get into a lot of the things that are going on. But it's not because of what I read. It's because of who I know and what we talk about when we're together as to, you know, what's going on and what's a good model for getting this done and that done. So anyway, I just thought it was, I just think it's something that we ought to try. Maybe it's just gone. Like the local hardware store, the local drug store, Walmart has come in and wiped them all out. Is that progress? No, I don't think it was progress at all. And people say, well, look at all the jobs that Walmart provides. Well, are they as good as the jobs in the old drugstore? Are they as good as the jobs in the old hardware store? Are they as good as the, you know what I'm saying? You get the drift of things. The good news department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whoever said it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This is apparently a very fertile mother. She was very happy. Actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again, she was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a 6-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid. Mm-hmm. Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after they'd had, it was been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant, but they decided to keep, it's so much fun to keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well, right? You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac? Were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty
well,
much
close
enough.
Well, one of them
enough.
Weighed 4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well, and Holly is considered, I think, full, it's considered full term by 37 weeks, and pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close, 32 weeks, not too far off. So
I'm guessing that she was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living, so that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody was in really good physical shape? Would be able to make it through this a little easier. Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love him. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, who, those of you who listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to it. That was her commentary on the program. So,
I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
It's okay. It's perfect, in fact.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One thing you can be sure of, when Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show, there are always great things to talk about with regard to you and your pets. Warren and I were just talking off air about the homeless problem in Los Angeles. It's a problem in a lot of places, but probably not so demonstrative anywhere else other than Los Angeles. So what happens if somebody is homeless and they have a pet? How do they? That's been one of the things when people are out on the sidewalk when they're looking for money and I see a dog, I kind of want to give to help the dog. If I see somebody smoking or they've got new shoes or something on, then I won't give them any money. But if they have an animal, I might. Am I being played?
No, you're not. I have several callers on my show, Doug, that call in from time to time. A couple of them are homeless. They live in their van, or one lives in their car, or one's been in their van for 5 years. Wow. But I've been speaking to these people for several years, and they've tried to get other places, but the problem is you can't get a place if you have a dog or you have cats, and they have a couple. So they live in their van. I got to tell you, they make sure their dogs eat. They make sure their cats get veterinary care before they do. And it's their kind of life at this point in their life. That's what they're doing. I try to help myself. Listen, can I help you find a home? Maybe I can help you find a job, get you. And right now, their main concern is taking care of the animals. And every time they've tried to get help in the past, they would have had to separate from their dogs or cats, and they refused to do so. So some of them are really legitimate reasons, you know, lost a job, some mental issues, obviously. Yep. But when it comes to caring for dogs and cats or their dogs and cats, they love them just as much as you and I do.
Have you followed Anthony Hopkins and his wife, who are remarkable folks when it comes to pets? There's an organization that reunites pets with the soldiers who saved them. It's called Paws of War, and I wonder what you know about them and what Hopkins and his wife have done to help the reuniting, if you will, of the dogs. I think there are a couple of organizations actually that do this, aren't there?
Yeah, there are several. In fact, there's organizations that actually take care of a soldier's dog or cat when they're deployed, and then they come back and they can get their dog or cat back. I'm not familiar with them specifically, but it's just an amazing thing that they do. Is some people, I remember just recently I read an article about a guy that was stationed in Afghanistan, and there was a dog he worked with in Afghanistan, and the dog was left there, and they were recently reunited. I think it's just the absolute, first of all, we should never leave our dogs behind when we leave. That's number one, right off the bat. They're part of us. They're part of our military. Take them home. But a lot of these dogs were not trained dogs. They were just, you know, puppies that people found while they were on deployment there, and they want to bring home. And many of them have came home. It's a great idea. I'm not familiar with Anthony Hopkins doing it, but anyone who's bringing these animals and putting them together with their veterans, a great idea. Great idea.
I saw the story of a stray dog who was found, and as he was found, the person who found the dog found the dog had a huge tumor. Tumor was larger than his head. And the dog apparently got connected to a team of vets at Texas A&M. 9-year-old Labrador. His name is Jake. And he was found just wandering around in Waco with this huge mass on the side of his neck. And this group, A Long Way Home Adoptables is the name of the group, took him in, found a foster home for him, and then got the vets at Texas A&M over in Stephenville. I'm a great supporter of that. They have a great college there, School of Veterinary Medicine. Doctors diagnosed the mass, a tumor of his salivary gland, and it was cancerous, and it had spread to his ear, but they operated on him, and I guess at the moment anyway, he's okay. But
there are some
all that.
There's some amazing people. I work with a great organization. In fact, they just left America, and they're working in the southern part of Mexico. Major, major problem. The dogs don't nearly have a shot down there, and they're living in junkyards and eating.
Right, yeah.
So it's this great group, and what they're doing is they're rescuing, and they just sent me a photo of a mom and a bunch of puppies. I try to help them out when they find homes for them with any behavior issues they may be having. But they actually, this is how some people are amazing. They actually left America, very successful people, moved to Mexico, and now all they do is rescue these dogs in southern Mexico. There's some amazing people out there. You know, the big groups get the credit, send money here, but it's the small mom and pops that really do the work.
So to go back to the actual problem this dog had, I wonder how many people need to know about this. In Jake's case, saliva built up because this tumor obstructed his ducts, D-U-C-T-S. And I wonder if that happens to other dogs that have the same kind of a problem. Is it likely that you're going to have a problem with certain breeds that don't have the ability to clean themselves out as much as you'd like to think that they do?
Certain breeds have certain problems. So before you get a mixed breed, that's the best thing to do. But if you're going to get a dog, make sure you check it out thoroughly first.
Heinz, 57. I say that having an English bulldog, but
there you go.
At any rate, yeah, it's always great. All the advice from Warren, check it all out every week. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Writers Guild of America announced yesterday that it had reached a tentative agreement with the major Hollywood studios that would bring an end to the 146-day strike. Now that a deal with the writers has been tentatively agreed upon, the studios can turn their attention toward cutting a deal with the Actors Union to end the Hollywood labor shortage. SAG-AFTRA, the union that represents striking actors, last night congratulated the WGA for reaching a tentative agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. The Canadian Auto Workers Union, Unifor, said its members ratified a new agreement with Ford yesterday, which covers more than 5,600 workers. Here in the United States, the United Auto Workers strike against the big three domestic automakers comes at a volatile time in American politics. President Biden announced last week he will be joining the picket line tomorrow and stand with UAW workers. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm here to tell you how great the Good Day program is, because I think it is. But then that's a little prejudiced. I think Jay Kirshner probably would agree. And maybe there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who would agree as well. What's here is good for you. Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
to tech, right? Or not to tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it take us to get? It take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight
Now, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, the Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were, Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw, with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie where the being comes in? Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who is working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember what the Encyclopedia? James, you know what the Encyclopedia? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's try this. James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about
it. Do you know
that?
What encyclopedias are, period?
Yeah, I know what those are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there we go. The Encyclopedia Britannica, it's like
was
one
the
of the
standard.
Brands of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, anyway. So this, the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty. And part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah, is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else.
She goes up she sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another place.
Doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is the
on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brains, manual reexamination, confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Or lost in translation. It ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that come to...
Have like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So we're trying to track, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. Here's some good news.
This is the story of a teenage girl who got a secret message which somebody found in a wall 48 years after it was tucked into a bottle. There's a big old house being restored outside of Peoria, Illinois. Construction worker found a message in a bottle. Now, how many times, excuse me, you hear those stories about the message in a bottle that was put into the ocean or into a lake or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in the wall of the kitchen, written by a 14-year-old girl back in 1975. And so now there's a lot of interest in the life of this woman. This woman is now 61. The carpenter was a fellow named Dakota Moan, working in this house damaged by a fire. And, of course, they have to tear the walls down and rebuild it that way. He saw a note that had on it in this bottle, 92975, with arrows pointing to a small notch in the wood. And inside this bottle, there was a message signed by Stephanie Heron, young woman, one of the children of a railroad lineman who moved on to New York City, and she got married, and so she was shocked, apparently. She had forgotten all about the fact that she'd left that message there, and I think these sorts of things are interesting. She started the note by saying, "Today is September 29th, 1975. My name is Stephanie Heron. I live here with my mother, father, and Gerald Ford is president. Mrs. Lay is our neighbor. Mom is pregnant with a baby due any day." It's just a story. And so I identified with this one I saw because she writes about the Illinois Central Railroad being on the west side of the house. And as I have the story I've told them about my grandmother and grandfather living in Ashley, Illinois, on the main line of the Illinois Central, when I would visit them as a youngster, I'd go outside, I could hear the trains coming down the track, and I had to run outside because their house was almost in the backyard of the main line of the Illinois Central. And so I'd go out every day when I was visiting there to see the city of New Orleans. The train that starts at Chicago goes to New Orleans every day, still does. The engineer would blow the whistle, and the conductor would be in the end car waving. It was just very romantic, very just cool for a six-year-old kid. Anyway, and so she talks about that sort of thing, too, and how much happiness there was in the house. Isn't that neat? Tells about her mother, who's a registered nurse, lives, you know, works at Hopedale Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. She's a very good mother. Isn't that sweet?
Doesn't it make you want to do that, like, yourself? We should all be doing that, hiding things in the walls in our home, or if you have
I'll
a new build,
put miles.
Something inside inside the wall.
Mm-hmm. I just put
did you do that with school, the time capsule?
I did. I had a diary. I used to keep a diary every day for I know why I did it. But it was it wasn't the most positive reason for keeping it, but it was a daily overview of what was going on in my life with my mother having the stuff going on with her that she did. I don't know why. I almost felt like self-defense. For whatever the reason. It was kind of sad, actually, when I think about it, having that, you know, because we all have our things, and mine was having a mother that was a raging alcoholic and wasn't much there, but it was, you know, I understood later what the reasons for it were, but you don't understand that when you're 6 years old. You just don't.
No. Yeah.
So here's a kid that's 6 years old that gets the blessings of having good parents and writes a story about it. And I think that idea would be introduced. I could see both my grandsons writing notes, especially Miles, about their mother and father. And so maybe I'll encourage him to do that, see what happens. He's he loves to write and talk, and he's busy. Mind is busy. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought leadership. That's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, whatever that term means, Jay. The thing about leadership and what it's all about, you know, remember that song? That's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot on.
Okay, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office
in one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership
That's
about making others better as a result of your presence. Yeah,
making it last. Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. In your, if you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting most of, well, maybe not most of, but many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are. And maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotoned focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true? The answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase.
The pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled,
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Top 53 after the hour, the Friday Good Day program. And here on tap is Nick Miles from ourautoexpert.com. That's his website. You can go there and find places, information on best new car deals, used car deals, all kinds of things connected. And I suppose we start with the strike and what that is impacting and what happens if there are supposedly today various decisions that are supposed to be made as to whether they'll shut down more plants because they're not getting the 40% raise. And I can't imagine the universe in which they would get a 40% raise over 4 years. Can you? 10% a year? I don't see that happening.
It's a lot, isn't it? I mean, that would put them at a higher rate than the national average to get
yeah,
more
way,
money than the
way
national
twice
average.
The national average. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
but they have, you know, it's difficult because they did see a lot of these car companies through the difficult times, and they took bigger cuts than a lot of American workers, and they weathered the storm, and so they did take a bigger hit, and now they're asking to sort of be put back right, but they're asking for a lot more. So, did they take a bigger hit than the average American worker, and now they're asking to be set right, but are
no.
they asking for too much? I think most
yeah,
people think they are.
Yeah, but I think they're not, the people are not feeling, it's once again these union, it's the leaders, not so much the membership, and the way that they present things. There's kind of an arrogance attached to it. So that's the impact that the strike is having, at least at the moment. And with the shutting down, I think you said there's 50 some odd days of supply, depending on the manufacturer and the model, I suppose, as much as anything else. So will this if this goes on, it'll be COVID Part two, in terms of used cars, everybody that can't find a new car, they want a late model used car. And so what are the things that are you looking at trends, prices going up? Are there any good deals on used cars? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, interest rates are there for those slightly used. I like to call them nicely looked after used yes. cars with low mileage. The interest rates, you can get about 5% interest rates for slightly used cars. Those vehicles are approximately 5% interest rates across the board. You're seeing
yeah, you get those mostly from credit unions. That are attached yeah, to the dealerships, yeah, credit unions.
Yeah, absolutely, and they're pre-certified vehicles. Those vehicles you'll find from companies like BMW, from Mercedes, from a lot of the American car companies, and they have a good interest rate there for those pre-certified cars. You want to look for that pre-certified seal when you go in there because...
You know, isn't that interesting, Nick? There are a lot of people who have tried, they get financing, it was for a while, you couldn't get financing. You can't. The question was on whether you could lease a used car, and you can't. You can buy them, and they'll finance it for you, but you can't get a lease. And I always wondered why that was. You know, why can't you just lease a used car?
Yeah, because with the leasing situation, the car has a known value, but with a used car, it doesn't have a known value. And so that's the difficulty with it. With a used car, that value is kind of in question, where people like ALG, they'll put a value on a brand new car, but they won't do that on a used car because you never know quite how it was used, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it abused?
Yeah.
With a new car, it has a value and it has a depreciation value. So if it's pre-certified, you'll get a good interest rate on it, about 5%. And that's the suggestion. Find something that is probably a 2018 to 2023, and you can get about 5% interest on that. Lincoln are doing some of those, and you'll also find them across the board. But the pre-certification is really important. That means the manufacturer, the dealership's gone through it, and they've certified it as a good buy. And you'll find some good interest rates on those vehicles. Make sure you keep the mileage under about 50,000, though.
All right. So what happens when you buy one of these cars and the salesman says to you, you can purchase for an extra $2,000 an unlimited warranty, i.e. an insurance policy, on the engine, the drivetrain, and important components to the car? Is that something you ought to buy, or is it something you just, why don't you make the cars good enough so they don't need insurance? That's always my answer. You want me to buy insurance? What's wrong with the car?
You know, obviously, cars go bad, right? That's one of the biggest problems with those cars. And you'll find that those guys aren't going to guarantee anything. Things do go bad over those 3 years. And so the warranty is only so good. And that's, I mean, as you know, Doug, you buy things in the best case scenario. And those things, then they're not always any promises. And the promise is the pre-certification is the best way to go. I'm going to tell you that every time.
All right, so yeah, pre-certification, make sure the dealership says, yep, we've checked this car out, and it's A-OK. All right, there's a good update on what's going on in the car business from top to bottom. Nick Miles at rautoexpert.com here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.